And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Sorry about the lack of music there for a second. I had the volume turned down on one of the I don't know what to call it. Cues where you put the music. I had the volume turned down. Stupid. I don't even know. But yeah, that's why there was everything was actually working properly.
The button says go.
Yeah. So I'll probably play that again another time. I won't even mention the artist because you only heard 45 seconds of it.
Yeah. So you know, leave them in suspense.
I will. Well, I mean, we've played it before, so I'm sorry about that, guys. Why are people like in the chat? What happened to the music?
No, actually, I asked them before anybody chimed in and said, quietness.
They were enjoying the peace and quiet.
They probably were. They were like, oh, that broad isn't screaming anymore. Oh, wait a minute. It's supposed to be a show.
It's our favorite portion of the show. All right. This is one of my favorite shows. We're going to do the April Fools, where we count down. We each pick five fools each from the past year to, in order to determine the biggest fool of the year. Always fun, because there's always a lot of fools out there, and I always like playing this theme song as well. So this is our April Fools countdown, which really, I guess the Valentine's Day show is the kickoff of the countdown season now.
Yes, it is.
When we do Love Fails. But yes, there's about four countdown shows we do a year, and this is my favorite one.
Across the world. Welcome to the biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
I don't know why it does that at the end.
Yeah.
It kind of starts again, but Joe did that, so we'll blame him. It's all right. I still like it. And we play it once a year, so really, we'll deal with it next year.
Yeah.
Really, no point in calling attention to it, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, look at our flaws. Look at them.
That's kind of what we do on this show.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I wonder why that happened.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. All right, I'm going to start us off. This is my bid for number five.
Okay.
My number five fool of the year. Pip, you'll keep track of the winners in each round?
I will.
As you always do. I feel good about this one. Joey Castleberry. Do you guys know who Joey Castleberry is?
No idea.
All right, good. So nobody else has this. A former Metuchen High School star was booted from his college baseball team over an offensive tweet he sent about Little League World Series star Monet Davis. Do you guys remember Monet Davis?
No.
No, remember.
This past summer, she was on the Little League team in Philadelphia. She was the girl pitcher, and she was, like, striking everybody out. Everybody was, like, talking about this girl. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and everything. She was, like, a big sensation this past summer.
Okay.
Because she was so dominant for a female pitcher. And any pitcher, but she was dominant. Bloomsburg University first baseman Joey Castleberry was removed from the team after sending out a tweet calling Davis a slut while criticizing news that Disney Channel movie was being made about the tanny star. And this is the tweet. Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis? What a joke! That slut got rocked by Nevada. She wound up losing in the next round, like one of the later rounds.
Whoa, that's kind of brutal.
kind of brutal. So let me break it down for you. I feel good about Joey. Not him as a human being, but...
Yeah.
So first of all, you got this college man picking on a 13-year-old girl. You got this college white man picking on an African-American 13-year-old girl with all the race issues going on and everything.
Yeah.
Plus, really, you're going to start talking shit about Disney? Is that who you want to piss off?
Really?
You're going to question Disney's decisions when you're firing out that tweet? Using the word slut, you're going to call a 13-year-old a slut? That's a little extreme. Plus, she's a pitcher. She's not blowing anybody. She's throwing fastballs by them. You know, there's no indication about her sexual activity.
Completely different use of the ball.
Yes, yes. Maybe she's a slut for striking out guys, but that's basically it. Yeah, I mean, you got to really stretch to use the word slut.
Yeah, really.
And Monet Davis. And he didn't think he was going to get in trouble. He was shocked. He's like, it's amazing what can happen after one bad day. Is it? Is it? But here's how cool Monet Davis is. She wants the team to reinstate him. She's going on record saying that she would like them to reinstate him. So that's how cool, how mature the girl that he targeted.
Maybe she is a slut.
Really, Joe? You want to go on record for that? I could change. I can add you to my fool list.
Joe calls 13-year-old sluts. Phil Middle of it.
We know.
Yeah, it's like, that's not really news.
No.
Yeah, so, actually, it's a show called That's Not Really News.
Could be our show. Yeah. So I think I have a very strong contender in Joey Castleberry. Anybody want to detract? Anybody want to challenge me on that? Joe's going to get comfortable for this. Joe, defend the creep making fun of 13-year-old girls and calling them sluts.
Well, let's get the other stories rolling. This way we can go back and forth.
All right, I feel good about myself here, though.
Oh, all look right. At you. You're, like, flexing and fluffing, and what's going on?
All right, Pip, let's go to you. Let's be in anticipation for Joe.
Okay.
Joe is moving his seat up and down. What, do you got hemorrhoids?
No, I'm just trying to get on the mic better.
Okay. I'm glad after 3-plus years you'd like to consider doing that.
See, I got a nice chair finally.
That's why you wouldn't talk into the microphone in a protest.
It works. My ass is in heaven.
Heaven, my ass is in heaven, and my ass beats so that I can hardly
notice
speak.
I stopped.
I gotta redo my list.
Your list of what?
Fools.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the general category. Yes, every year, though.
All right, here we go, Pip. Give me number five.
Okay, number five. Everybody remembers this. Anybody who watched the Super Bowl knows what I'm going to talk about. Deflategate. Everybody believes that Tom Brady was responsible for having someone, if he didn't get his own little mitts on those balls, he had somebody go in there and deflate all those balls. They didn't magically become less fluffy. And the only person that would care if they were less fluffy was Tom Brady. So I think that he's a fool because it's a stupid thing to do. You didn't think you were going to win if they were inflated to the right ball pressure?
Do I even have to dignify this with a response? We got a college man calling a 13-year-old girl a slut versus Deflategate where the guy didn't even get punished? There's been no punishment.
Because he didn't get punished, he should have been punished.
Well, they haven't come up with that evidence yet. I agree he's a fool, but please, you embarrass yourself.
Joe Montana came out and said, hey, guy's a great quarterback, yeah, well, but we all know who did
all right. Tom Brady. I can't believe I have to defend Tom Brady. Yuck. Tom Brady, current Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
Joey Castleberry, former college first baseman. I think it worked out a lot worse for Joey.
Who had more to lose?
Brady lost nothing. He got a Super Bowl.
I know, but who had more to lose than to pull a stunt like that?
Apparently not a stunt. The NFL's fine with it. It's the Patriots. They cheat all the time. I mean, you know, the owner, Robert Kraft, is buddies with the commissioner. Nothing to lose there. It's okay.
Yeah, but in the court of public opinion.
No, everybody hates whoever's going to hate the Patriots already hates the Patriots. Joe, please. I mean, I can't even believe I'm dignifying this.
Well, it's more on a bigger scale where I believe that Brady has a lot more to lose than the other guy does.
Oh, no, this went all over the place. Monet Davis, remember, they're getting a Disney movie made about her.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty big.
But to the guy that made those claims, does he have endorsement deals? Does he, does he have that much to lose on that?
But there's no proof it was Brady. Brady, you're assuming it's Tom Brady?
And so is Joe Montana. I think he carries a little bit more weight than I do. Although
Joe Montana pitches financial shit that'll probably go under in 6 months.
He's a legend in football history.
Yeah, and a lot of people said it doesn't matter. Trust me, they bitch slapped the Colts so badly that the Patriots could have been playing with Frisbees. It wouldn't have mattered. I was pulling for the Colts. It wasn't even a game.
Oh, yeah. Man, Tom. Tronker Tom says, sorry, Pip, it's a weaker story than Davin's. You know?
And Tom hates Tom Brady also.
Trainer.
Everybody hates Tom Brady.
Exactly. Trust me, we would love to have Tom Brady on this list, but unless he's calling a 6-year-old a whore, he ain't making it.
Well, that's next year's.
Well, fine. Something to shoot for. Right. He just jumped off a cliff. Unfortunately, he survived fine.
Damn, I'll make notes.
Joe?
Sure. All right. In Greenwood Village, Colorado, John Boyette was arrested. The Broncos practice squad player threw a shovel at a cab driver and then tried to...
who travels with a shovel and a cap.
That was almost a double spit take.
The Broncos practice squad player threw a shovel at a cab driver and then tried to hide from police under a bed of mulch.
As you do.
John Boyetta, safety on the team's practice squad, told police they should contact his boss, John Elway. Police were called to the sports bar and grill near Interstate 25, Propole Road, because Boyette was drunk and causing a disturbance inside the bar. He came in, had a few drinks, was hanging out, and got a little confrontational with the bartender. Boyette agreed to pay his tab and took a taxi home. But they said they were called again after Boyette head-butted and punched his cab driver, exited the car, and picked up a shovel from a nearby construction site and threw it at the cabbie. He missed, they said. Police tracked him down as he was hiding under a pile of mulch. He was uncooperative, wouldn't give him his phone number, and police said he also slammed his head into the patrol car window. He was booked in the Apropos County Detention Center and later was bonded out. He returned to the bar to apologize in the morning. He came back the next day and was very adamant about being apologetic and embarrassed what happened. This is the second time Boyette has been released following a run-in in the law.
Was he released from the team? All right, well, right off the bat. Very good story, but right off the bat, listen, it'd be very
easy. He was released.
Of course he was, because he's an asshole. There you go. I'm not surprised by that. He's a practice squad player. Listen, if you're Ray Lewis, you can murder somebody and you go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. You gotta stay in your lane. You gotta know where you are on the depth chart. Tom Brady can cheat, because he's Tom fucking Brady. If you're the stupid practice squad safety and you're hiding behind mulch, first of all, you've seen one too many episodes of Cops, because that don't work.
Never hide under the mulch pile or the kiddie pool.
No.
That's rule number one.
Now, here's the thing.
Nowhere to go.
This list that we compiled could be filled with drunks.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol, people who are addicted, and trust me, I had a bunch of them, and I went through them and everything. People that are addicted often make this list. But I always find you're a bigger fool when you act like an asshole and you're completely sober.
My guy was high still.
Would you agree with that argument, Pip?
You know what? I do always believe that in general usage, if you are not uninhibited by some substance and you're that bad of an asshole, I can only imagine.
Now, I disagree because when you're uninhibited, it makes you be a bigger asshole.
I don't think your guy was a bigger asshole. Your guy was just an athlete being an athlete and a drunk.
He hit a pile of mulch.
That's the most outrageous thing he did. But you know what?
He threw a shovel.
Did
he or did he not throw a shovel, counselor? I want.
There was a network TV show.
Roses have died.
There was a network TV show. You might have heard of it, called Cops, right. That was built on people hiding under mulch and swimming pools every week. And
then was there shovel throwing counselor?
And then
it doesn't impress me.
It does. Answer the question.
Listen, it's nice that he didn't just throw his booze, and he brought lawn supplies into it. I like the creativity, but again, white college man calling 13-year-old African-American girl who I believe met the president, who was beloved last summer, who Disney's making a movie because they're putting her on a pedestal for children to look to. He called her a slut.
I understand, but there was physical violence in my story, whether it was just mental, a minor mental note in your story.
He called a little girl a slut.
Let me tell you something. I'd rather be called a slut than get a shovel thrown at me.
And he's a cab driver. He's used to that shit. Yeah.
And you like being called a slut. It's a completely different world.
You beg for it, actually.
Please, please.
Yeah, but this is the only thing that makes this special is because he was on the Broncos and had more to lose. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just another drunk alcohol story.
No, but you just answered the question, though. He was on a practice squad of the Broncos and had more to lose.
But not more to lose than my guy.
No, he had more to lose because the stakes were higher for this guy.
My guy was the number two leading hitter on the team. He was one of the best players.
What kind of team was it?
College.
Well, college. Is college sports more professional? What's bigger, professional sports or college sports?
He was on the practice squad. He was going to be playing no sports in no time.
Nonetheless.
He wasn't playing. He wasn't on the active roster. He doesn't play.
Regardless, there's more cachet in being a professional sports team than being in a college
team.
Not
for this guy. There's no cachet in this guy.
Is gone.
Sorry, it's late. I just caught that funny.
Not much going on for this guy. Now he's a guy.
He's out of cachet.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, Joey was surprised that one bad day could lead to such an how does this happen? I just had a boo-boo. I'm new.
Tom says, at least Davin's athlete was a starter. This douche isn't even good enough to be the third string safety.
Exactly.
I understand that, but nonetheless, he is part of a professional team.
Not anymore.
Yep. He was.
For the argument's sake, for the time of the story. But he was.
Again.
It's like being number 20. Number 20th in The Voice. Okay?
Which is more foolish? Every year we have athletes getting drunk. I mean, you could go on the police blotter right now and find a bunch of drunk athletes.
Yeah, I looked.
Yes. And there's a lot to choose from.
Oh, yes, there was.
There's a lot. Right, exactly. You can. That's a run-of-the-mill fool. A fool.
Yeah.
A fool. Not disagreeing with that. But this is a special type of fool. A completely sober, white college man in this climate calling a 13-year-old beloved girl that Disney is making a movie a slut and basically goes, who knew? It's not even close.
All right. If there has to be a tie breaker, although I do love the hiding under mulch.
I mean, yeah, that's great.
I really love that.
It's a great detail. But again, we saw it for 15 years on Cops.
It is the most awesome detail, but I think calling the beloved little girl a slut.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
The little Disney unless she princess.
Just, unless she just had a weekend at the compound.
Too old.
Oh, Joe with the knockout. I felt it was too wrong because she was so young. Joe said, no, I'll see you're young and raise the level of the show to too old. Anthony, that was your pal.
I have to say that, Tom's equivocating, but on the other hand, this idiot has a promising career with the Raiders.
Yeah, but again, like I said, we can go down the blotter and find fools like this every year.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I checked it out too. I saw the blotter. You know, you go athletes who were arrested, and then you go, well, I got my fool. We could do that every year.
He showed his ass. The other guy, there's something more about that. The going after the Disney princess and calling her a slut. It's slightly weighed in Davin's favor, in my opinion.
Thank you. Excellent.
Slightly.
Listen, mulch would have lured me in too.
Oh, I love the mulch.
A mulch and a shovel, you go, I feel good about this. But again, we're looking. Well, I mean, this man's a fool, but we're looking for extraordinary fools for this list. So, all right, I got number 5, Joey Castleberry. You're a winner in our minds. Pip, write that down, please.
Yes, I did. I already got it.
Let's see. Joe, you want to start us off on number 4?
Number 4. And that would be celebrity.
They don't have to know.
Pip says, Tom says, Pip, that's only because the Raiders will sign anyone. Derek from Gone Rogue Radio is joining us, and he goes, this was an interesting time to pop into the show. We're screaming about, you called a little girl a slut. Hi, Derek. He always seems to come in at interesting moments.
Maybe there's not really a good moment to come into the show.
Maybe there isn't. Maybe there's no, like, safe, just kind of glide you in slot.
No, we're not. You can't use lube to get in this show. Just plow
just
forward.
Right in.
Joe, plow ahead.
Pile drive.
Juvenile Court Magistrate Harold Horn. Judge Brown, Judge Joe Brown, used to have that TV show.
All right, Judge. All right, Judge. All right, yeah, I had to think.
Judge Joe Brown. He was in court with handling a case for a client of his.
He was acting as a lawyer?
Yes, he was acting as a lawyer. And he was in juvenile court, and the magistrate, Harold Horn, denied Brown's request for the case to be dismissed. Brown then reportedly lost control and became verbally abusive, saying in part, on what authority do you sit, by the way? As a former judge here, we have rule in 30th Judicial District that says every single magistrate referee has to be universally approved by every circuit chancery and criminal court judge. I don't recall your name has ever been submitted, sir. Horn warned Brown to calm down, but he did not. Brown was given 24 hours in jail for contempt of court. He continued to yell as he was being removed from the courtroom, saying, this is a circus, sir. Then 3 days, and then he went to 4 days, and then up to 5 days. So he was in court for 5 days for flipping out in court.
You mean he went to jail?
Went to jail, yes.
For 5 days for flipping out in court.
Yes.
All right.
Wait a minute. No, I'm a little confused. Was it the guy that used to be Judge Brown?
Yes, Judge Brown. It was Judge Brown.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And he flipped out in court, and he was found in contempt of court and put in jail for 5 days.
It's always great when judges flip out in
court. Yeah, another judges.
I wonder if he ever was a judge. He might not have ever been a judge, but they just made him. He was probably, you know, he's probably a flamboyant character ahead of time. Somebody saw him, and they probably cast him in that
role.
No,
he's a judge. He was a judge.
Was he really was? Because I thought that that's what that guy was saying. It's like, I've never seen
him. No, he was called because the judge, because he wanted the case dismissed, the judge refused, the judge he was in front of refused to dismiss the case.
Oh, okay.
Judge Brown questioned the other judge's authority.
Ooh.
And said, I have been a judge in this circuit court. I've never heard of you, never did anything. Then when he was yelling, he got the days added up.
He got contempt, and he was like, who the fuck are you?
Right, and it kept going. And right. Got
All right.
Pip.
All right.
She's already shaking her head.
It's Jell-O Pudding Pop time. Biggest ass this year.
Well,
gotta be the biggest fool.
Well, we'll have to get
what
into this
a
one.
Way to blow your load as a professional.
Well.
A timeline of abuse charges against Bill Cosby.
Do I start? Do I attack this now before she gets going? Because I mean, I have a very base attack on this, Joe.
Let her go. Let her have a. Let her
all right. I mean, it's Bill Cosby, but I have on some grounds of whether this should be admitted.
Well, state your grounds now.
The transgressions.
Yes.
What he did. Unless she's going for what he did, what he's done this year, how he's reacted to it, which is fine. But all the rapey stuff that Bill Cosby did, not in this calendar year.
However, I would say it's admissible for the simple reason that who is the comic that called Cosby out that started this?
Yeah,
but that doesn't have to do with Bill Cosby's action.
Hannibal Buress called him out.
Yep.
October
2003.
Yeah, he was called down 2003 too.
But that's what started this.
Mm-hmm. No, that's incorrect. No, this was over a decade ago.
The incidents,
but you have to admit, it blew up.
But
it
the
blew
story
up.
Was bro- the story was initiated and came. It's not, when the story came to the
no,
forefront.
No, it's not. It's when you act the fool. It's not when the story comes to the forefront. It's when you act the fool.
But wouldn't you agree that Cosby's defense of this is acting?
Well, that's
a fool?
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If she's going to say that he was a fool for not responding, that's cool. But that's fine.
So base the story on when Hannibal Buress called out the story in October and how Cosby reacted to the story. That's in the calendar year.
The reaction is in the calendar year, so not Pip, as rapey activities.
All right, now, Pip, as you read, remember that's your guidelines.
Yep. So. 30 years ago this fall, The Cosby Show debuted on NBC.
And she goes back 30 years.
No. You know.
I love you. Shut up. Now go.
Things that have often been said in both your houses.
Noted. And its star was catapulted into the comedic stratosphere. The timing is prime, then, for the release of his sprawling biography. Written by former Newsweek editor Mark Whittaker.
When did the biography come out?
It's coming. It's come out.
Yeah, it's an important fact for this.
It's this fall.
Okay.
So it was the fall of 2014.
It came out in the fall of 2014.
Yeah. Okay.
Still on
the book is notable, however, for its complete avoidance of sexual abuse allegations.
Doesn't sound foolish to me. That's a smart man.
Let's get rid of chapter 7.
That sounds like a smart man to me.
Get rid of chapter 7, you see.
What happened to the rape chapter? It's going to be in the softback cover.
Yeah,
that way they buy the new one.
We'll make it an extra in 2035.
It'll be an epilogue.
Epilogue. Here, in a statement to BuzzFeed, Whittaker, the author, said, I didn't want to print allegations that I couldn't confirm independently.
Okay.
Regardless, their absence is glaring, considering the timeline of all the abuse. Now, the thing is that...
I don't remember that biography getting released.
It supposedly came out in fall of 2014.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember it.
I don't remember the scene.
That's when all the scandal was going on. There was no mention of that. I don't think that book's doing so well.
Yeah, really.
Maybe he should have put that in there. Sold a few books.
Maybe we should have put that in there.
Yes. The so now he does. So Hannibal Buress does an extended bit about the rape charges. And the whole thing blows up. It's all over the media. To battle the bad press, Cosby's PR team launches an online meme generator. Twitter is immediately inundated with references to the rape claims.
See, I'm confused. Everybody knows every meme winds up on Joe's Facebook page, and yet that did not wind up there. Yeah. I do not believe this meme exists.
A rapist.
Joe has his lines for his Facebook page.
Have his coffee and then take my big pudding pop.
The meme. So, all right. So
the meme generator happens. So that was the idea that
who's your focus on? Is this his PR guy? Who's the fool?
No, the fool is Cosby.
All right, because he's not I assure you, Bill Cosby has nothing to do with memes.
Well, he's probably discussed. They discuss it.
I don't think you're coming to Bill Cosby. Hey, by the way, stop looking at Grumpy Cat. We're going to do this little meme here.
You know what? He probably has no idea what they mean. But the thing is, you know that somebody with that kind of ego that's been in the business that long is signing off on all this shit.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, we could debate that forever. But the thing is, it came out and it made him look like a bigger asshole.
It did not work out well.
No, it did not work out well.
No.
And that just add insult to injury. On Entertainment Tonight, supermodel Janice Dickinson comes out and names him as somebody that as he sexually abused
now
her.
She had said that years ago in Howard Stern show too.
Yeah, I know, but this is all kind of piling on top of the dog pile
of stuff that already happened
years
ago.
Then he had to go ahead and he tries to make an aborted attempt at a comedy tour, and he takes that opportunity to make a little rapey joke at one of the women in the audience. Hee hee! Isn't that cute?
Oh no! Well, that's not accurate. That's not. I remember because we covered the story. That's not accurate. She got up to walk out in the middle of the show. She's like, "Where are you going?
Yes, where are you going? You better stay away from me."
No. That's not what it is. I'm going to get a drink. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Well, I hear you. If you're going to get a drink, you should stay away from me." That was the joke.
Well, that's alluding to it.
It's
the same
alluding
that it was
to the problems, and he's making a joke about it.
Yeah, and we decided on that show that as a comic, you kind of have to call the moment. We talked about that story, that episode, and we said you kind of got to do it. You got no. What are you going to do?
Are we looking at this? Are we looking at this as comics, or are we looking at this as fool?
That's both.
Yeah. No,
but I mean, we happen to have an insight into this that happens to know this profession,
right? But he happens to be a. In our category, he is a celebrity, and he is a damn fool. Not only we can't go back to all the things that he did, but once it started coming out, this is the guy that's talking yelling.
How should he have done better? How could he have handled this better? Because he pretty much just kept quiet.
You know what? Because the allegations were beyond the statute of limitations, own up.
So you think it would have been better... And again, they have none of this has been proven. It's all alleged. So you think it would have been better to go, I did all this.
Do you think that his reputation is going to survive this?
I'm asking.
Whether he admits it or not?
Well, he'll still make his money. I mean, people are still going to see him. But you think it was. I'm trying to figure out what he did this year that was so foolish. I'm trying to figure out what he did
because
this year.
Not only did it all come out and it started to snowball, but he did not do a good job of containing it. Everybody is talking about it. Everybody thinks
he's
a douchebag.
So you
the meme generator was a hilarious flop.
But that's his PR
his
team.
His tour was a hilarious flop. He had to cancel it because they didn't go after this right. And he's a big fool because he should have come out and handled it. I'm sorry,
but you could,
I misunderstood.
But you could say if he came out and handled it,
yeah.
And then the allegations were proven, he'd be a bigger fool.
Well, they can't. I mean, the statute of limitations is passed.
No, yeah, but they're trying. Some of them are. It hasn't yet because Gloria Allred's got some of these women, so they're gonna.
I think what his people are telling him to do is. I think they're figuring people have such a short attention span.
Yeah, I don't think it was
that
foolish.
They're waiting for it to blow over.
I think it was a smart play. I think it was the smart play.
Because I think he is guilty.
I think so too. Yeah. And I agree. And I'm sure if he is guilty, which he probably is, the last thing you want to do is go, I absolutely did not rape these women. And then even more evidence comes like, oh, I might have
right,
raped
so
a little.
Probably just lay low,
raped
maybe
a little.
Do a gig or two.
I don't think it was foolish.
And in 2 years, people forget all about it.
I think you played it right, Joe.
Yeah.
All right.
God damn it.
But I'll still give you over Joe Brown.
All right.
But I feel good about mine right here.
Oh, great.
Bill O'Reilly.
What did he do this time?
Oh, he had a rough year. He had a rough couple of months. Now, NBC's anchor Brian Williams, we all know he lied about being in a helicopter that was hit by the enemy while covering the Iraq war, which would not qualify him for this, which we're not. And they Joe and Pip disgusted with themselves.
And it was, you know what though? I think it was one of those ones, because I was thinking about Cosby. It was one of those ones that was so blatant that you would figure the other person would have picked that.
Right.
You know,
I didn't even think of Cosby, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't feel bad because I didn't think of Brian Williams either.
I didn't. Not Brian Williams is not my guy. Mm. Bill O'Reilly.
I understand. Because, I understand. But right. When you mentioned Brian Williams, I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake.
Because what now it came out, he'd been lying about being hit in it by he was in a helicopter in Iraq, and he's been lying for years saying that the helicopter he was in got hit. Mm-hmm. That's not the truth. It was the helicopter before his.
Right.
You know, a different time period, like an hour or so later. He's been lying about it. And this year, he finally owned up to it and apologized.
Right.
And NBC said, you're going to sit down for a while.
You go sit in the corner.
So Brian Williams is not my fool for this year. Because Brian Williams basically, you know, in the past, the lie was the foolish thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really lie this year. He kind of owned up to it this year. And he's on the corner. So that's not my fool.
Mm-hmm.
My fool is Bill O'Reilly. You look at you. Apparently, you're not familiar with Bill O'Reilly's work in this area.
I try to avoid him at all costs.
Joe, are you familiar? Please. Are you familiar with Bill O'Reilly's work in this area?
He writes a lot of good. You know, his. I'm sorry. When he makes his statements, I can't believe I'm forgetting the word. When he.
All right, we'll move on. You're not familiar with what I'm talking about,
synopsis of things. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. What is that
called? Yeah, but that's not in this
area.
Well,
then all right. Then tell us.
Following the Williams apology and NBC subsequent suspension of the newsman, upon further discrepancies in his reporting, O'Reilly said he thought Williams would not return as an anchor on NBC and use the country to target mainstream news and possible, quote, distortions they've made. All Americans who love their country should think about what's happened to Brian Williams and should think about other news agencies that are distorting the facts, he said. According to many, this is what Mr. O'Reilly said. Kind of went sideways for him, tits up.
Oops.
After that. Some of O'Reilly's own distortions about wartime reporting came to light. While he addressed on Letterman, previously Mother Jones detailed a pattern of O'Reilly trumping up his reporting on the 1982 Falklands War between the UK and Argentina for CBS. Despite the military junta keeping reporters off islands, two CBS News employees from the time, including the lead reporter on the story, corroborated Mother Jones' story. So O'Reilly was saying he was there.
Yeah.
Even though everybody said, you couldn't be there.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Men have died, and you weren't there.
Right, and you didn't.
Exactly. Former colleagues of Bill O'Reilly, who were in Buenos Aires at that time, and other American journalists who were there, and everybody is quite clear, it is incontrovertible that no American correspondent ever got to the Falklands, ever got to the war zone when the fighting was going on. Oops. O'Reilly's own footage contradicts his story that he had a gun pulled on him. And a different story. Former colleagues flatly deny O'Reilly's story that he was attacked by rioters in the 1992 LA riots. His story that he witnessed bombings in Northern Ireland was denied by Fox News' own spokesman.
Oh, boy.
Further, his claim that he was on the doorstep when a friend of Lee Harvey Oswald committed suicide was impeached by the fact that O'Reilly was in Dallas at the time, another 1,200 miles away from the shooting. O'Reilly said, I've seen guys gun down nuns in El Salvador. In the second, he said, I saw nuns get shot in the back of the head. The politically progressive media watchdog pointed out on Wednesday that Salvadorians had raped and murdered three Americans and a lay worker in December 1980, but O'Reilly did not arrive in the country until the following year, according to his own timeline of events.
Oh, God.
O'Reilly responded that he was referring to seeing photographs, not the actual executions of the nuns.
But I've seen it.
But yes, he's seen pictures.
I've seen pictures, yeah.
Yes. Then I've been to the moon. I've seen it.
Oh, no.
So O'Reilly, instead of apologizing like Williams, has attacked reporters who broke the story.
Oh,
O'Reilly
man.
Called David Corn of Mother Jones, quote, a despicable gutter snipe, and attempting to hand wave away the accusations as a liberal hit job. And then he threatened Emily Steele of the New York Times. I'm coming after you with everything I have. You can take it as a threat.
Thanks for doubling down, buddy.
Korn said he's not responded specifically to the contradictions we put in our report. Korn has tried on numerous times to contact O'Reilly after his piece was published, but to no avail. O'Reilly subsequently backtracked on the timeline Mother Jones made, according to the Tampa Bay Times, claiming, I never said I was on the Falkland Islands. I said I covered the Falklands War, which I did.
Oh, no.
Recently, Bill O'Reilly has voiced his support for embattled NBC News anchorman Brian Williams on Late Show with David Letterman.
Well, if you can't beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Chalking the controversy up to a culture of celebrity sniping. Quote, we have a sport in the United States called Let's Destroy the Famous Person. And that's what happened to him. He said, I think that NBC should bring him back. I think they will bring him back. The commenter shrugged it off and claimed his ratings had gone up 20%. We had a controversy there, and we put forth what my side was. They put forth what their side was. He said, folks decided, and it worked out for me. I got even more viewers.
Wow, he just does not care.
So let's, do I even have to make my case?
Was he found in contempt of court?
He may would have been.
Oh, man.
Joe, this isn't a court.
Sometimes. Sometimes it is.
Yes, it is.
I have a witness stand built in here.
Put your hand on the Bible.
So let's look at what Mr. O'Reilly's done in the past few months. He slammed the colleague for lying while having lied over similar instances on his own. So really what he should have said when the Brian Williams came out, I'm not going to talk about that. That's what you do. You put your head in the sand, go, you know what, we got other isn't there a liberal I can attack? Can I go after Obama?
What did he say about Brian Williams? Yeah, that's what I'll do.
So he slams other news organizations for not giving the people the truth, while his employer, Fox, continues to let O'Reilly have his platform to lie. He threatens and attempts to bully the people that are actually reporting the incident. He will not go on the air with his accuser, David Corn, who, by the way, is a former colleague of his, used to work at Fox News, and used to go on O'Reilly's show all the time.
Oh, boy. So he knows. He's got his number.
Yeah, exactly. His show has the motto, The No Spin Zone.
That's it.
But lately he's spinning like a whirling dervish, isn't he? Dreidels are going, I'm a little dizzy. He flip-flops on Brian Williams and then defends Williams and blames the American people for trying to take down a celebrity. The people he calls folks. Well, he says, you know, the Americans like to take down the celebrity.
Yeah, the cult of personality. It's like build him up, take him back down. That's what so Americans are responsible for Brian Williams lying.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Did you make Brian Williams lie?
Was he ever found in contempt of court?
That's all you got, Joe.
I know. I'm gonna keep repeating it until somebody believes it.
And here's the best part of it all. O'Reilly sums all his lies up by being okay. He goes, well, you know what? Not for nothing. My ratings are up. So it's all good that I lied to people. We're up 20% because people want to tune into this train wreck. So I'm the winner. Bill O'Reilly is my number four fool of the year. Is anybody going to challenge this?
Oh, my God. What a country of whores we are. We will just watch anything. You know what?
Yes.
You lied repeatedly. You've been called out on it. You double down, scream at anybody who calls you a liar, and the ratings go up.
But the thing is,
on us.
He wouldn't even be on this list if he just would have gone, I'm not going to say nothing.
It's like, shut up.
Don't bully. Don't comment. No. Don't attack NBC, who suspended their guy.
Nobody would have bothered digging in.
Exactly.
There are some editorials that he'll write that are spot on.
Yeah.
It doesn't take
I hope they're not based in fact, Joe.
Well, they are.
Are they? Bill O'Reilly told you himself.
No, I've read them. I've said some. Okay. All right, let me finish, okay?
I'm waiting, Joe.
Some of the things he says is spot on. I'm not going to take away that he can be and is most of the time an asshole. And in this case, I mean, wouldn't you think if you're going to – when we write our stuff, we try to – you know, we always base it in fact and do research and stuff like that.
We don't
that.
Call this shit the no spin zone.
Right, but no. Wouldn't you think if you're going to go out on a limb – and say
a limb. He's
like
out on a leaf.
A leaf. And say things like, and especially when he's had a lot of skeletons in his closet.
There's a lot of skeletons. Yes. I didn't even get to them all.
I know. I mean, didn't he have
a woman in the shower, now he paid for that to go away.
You know, so even though on that fact, for him to write an editorial like that.
This was an editorial show. He was saying this on his show, which is a much bigger platform.
That's what I meant. What's the term when they say that on the show? Like
talking points.
Talking points. All right. Mm-hmm. But on the talking points, wouldn't you? Especially in this, you know, I mean, people know with the internet, the last time you took a shit, and if it split in half when it hit the bowl. I mean, wouldn't you have your facts lined up? So, you know,
you would think.
Yeah, but he's cowed people into believing that his version of the truth is the truth. You got to remember, there's only, for the most part, people who are watching Fox News are going to believe what he's going to say.
I understand that, but don't you that's true, but don't you would think that he would think that a lot of people in the MSNBC crowd and are going to look to rip him apart when some of the stuff is so blatantly obvious. You would think they're gonna,
let me stop you. You would think that cuz you're not a fool on this list. Pip would think that cuz she's not a fool on this list.
Because
I would think that cuz I'm not a fool on this list. Bill O'Reilly, clearly a fool, because that didn't cross his little synapse and brain. They figured, and they said, you know what? We're going to go with this shit anyway.
It wouldn't cross the producer's mind. You know what? Maybe it tells you the way things are in this world. Well, they'll just say, you know, maybe for ratings' sake, maybe said he would take a hit.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that we are, as a country, we're all the biggest whores. We know that this guy is a liar.
Well, I know there's a lot of people who don't believe he's a liar.
I know. I've read Al Franken's book, Lying Liars and the Lie... Lying Lies and the Liars Who Told Them. It's point for point. This is the fact. This is what various people said about it. Point for point.
Do I got number four on this list? I think
I'll
got.
I'll give you number four. But
all
right,
just riffing on.
Write that down.
Just the final thing with Bill O'Reilly. There is some, you know, it's entertainment and entertainment.
I like a show sometimes. It's entertainment.
I was just going to say that because sometimes I'm like, man, that was spot on, and then sometimes I'm like, cut it out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
So, but entertainment.
Bill O'Reilly.
It is.
Bill O'Reilly is at his best when he's on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. When Jon Stewart's on his show, when the two of them go, they bring out the best in each other.
They do. They do. And it's like, it is entertaining because even if I don't agree with it, I'm like, oh my God.
No, he's like Rush Limbaugh. He's very good at what he does.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Mr. O'Reilly's number four.
Yes, he is.
All right. Let's see.
Damn it.
Pip, number three.
You know what? I don't know. From the looks that Joe and I traded, I think that I'm already sunk. My number three?
Yeah.
Brian Williams.
Oh. But...
Brian Williams getting suspended from NBC for 6 months without pay. It's a general. It doesn't have to... Why are you going, huh? Why?
Because he did the lying years before. So,
I know.
So the fool is telling the truth now?
No. The fool is getting caught. No. See, we're stretching things around and going, okay, if you did something years ago and it just came out, nobody knew.
No. The people that were with him were very unhappy about it for all these years.
Right. But the thing is, that most... The general public had no idea.
Yeah, it's like what I said, it's when you as I no.
I can't say that that's the way that we're going to parse this. Is that if you did the thing,
it's always been that way.
If it's only
because in the past we've had court cases that were like we were just made aware of it, but they actually did the act a year ago, and we've disqualified it because they did the act.
Right, but then everything that happened years ago that we're only finding out about now we can't talk about.
Well, we could talk about it, just not for this list.
Ugh, come on.
Joe? I'll go. Then Joe can go. I'll go. Sorry, Pip. Poo inspectors. I got poo. After a mystery pooer kept defecating on the gym floor, staff ordered youngsters to drop their pants to find the culprit.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No.
I'll go on. Staff at school have caused quite a stink with their method of getting to the bottom of the phantom pooer.
Oh, no.
Slap for all.
Oh, they should.
Really? I didn't write it. I didn't write that. No.
That's a lot of innuendo.
No, I didn't write that. I'm just reading it. But anyway.
I don't want to poo-poo the situation.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing stinks.
The story stinks.
Yeah, I know. Right. And no, I'm not shitting you. But
right,
we'll move on.
We're not worthy.
All right.
Yes.
So anyway, let me go on with this. Young children were rounded up, taken into a room, and then ordered to pull down their pants so officials could check for evidence of who was the culprit.
No! I did not do this. Adults, reasonable adults.
Well, don't throw reasonable in there. If they were, they wouldn't be here.
They're educators. I'm sorry.
The shocking incident happened at a school in Gustine, Texas, after feces kept appearing on the gym floor.
This didn't happen in Florida. Are you quite
Texas
sure?
Texas is good for stuff like this,
oh,
too.
Geez.
Eliza Medina, 11, told WFAA-TV, I felt uncomfortable and didn't want to do it.
You think?
What, shit on the floor or he would drop his pants?
Drop her pants.
It's a girl.
Okay.
I felt like they violated my privacy. Eliza's mom, Marina, said she was outraged. And for once, justifiable outrage.
Yes.
I mean, I usually mock, as a matter of fact, today I mocked about how we like to get outrage over things. This is worthy of outrage.
If I got that phone call, I would look like Vin Diesel driving to that school.
Yeah, but knowing the way you drive, by the end you look like Paul Walker.
Oh, man. No, I totally understand. My dad would have been in flames by the time he got there.
Well, that's why I said Paul Walker. She goes, I was furious. I mean, I was furious. If you can't do your job or you don't know what you're doing, you need to be fired. You shouldn't be here. Boys and girls were split up before the inspection. Eliza said she was told to lower her pants, quote, to just below the butt. Gustine Independent School District Superintendent Ken Baugh said he's investigating the incident. You think? All right,
oh,
let's get in.
You were investigating the incident.
Tom said that you should have stopped with, hey, come on, why stop the puns? Hit the you stink clip.
Right, John. Tom. All right. So so there's a serial pooer going around here. Somebody keeps on pooing on the gym floor.
Joe!
Couple ways to approach this. Hey, how about we close the gym? That solves the gym pooing situation.
Temporarily.
Yeah, well, we'll see if the poo shows up someplace else, but let's try that approach first. How about, this is crazy, setting up a camera.
Yeah.
A hidden camera.
Yeah.
So we could see who this pooer is.
Jeez, even people who have nannies have nanny cams.
Yes. Mm. How about before you round up the children, you notify the parents about what's about to go down?
Yeah.
You might not just want to be seeing a bunch of 11-year-old heinies that may or may not have poop on it. You know? you need a permission slip to go to the zoo with the class. I'm guessing you need a permission slip for the teacher to pull down your pants.
To strip search your children.
Unless, of course, you're a high school student in Florida, and then it's cool.
Tom's calling him the mad crapper.
Ah, I like that.
I do, too.
So, they had to know sexual abuse is often reported. This is going to get reported. You're talking about emotional trauma for these kids. You're violating their privacy.
Oh, God. Tom says, and afterward, you can sell that video in Germany. Oh, my God. I can't believe you.
Oh, Jesus,
Tom. Oh, Tom.
And their logic is, we're going to embarrass all the children to find one pooer.
One pooer, yeah.
And here's another thing. They assume this pooer would not wipe.
Really?
Look for the kid who's scratching their ass.
What, did somebody do the sniff test?
That cranky ass, raise your hand.
Yeah, seriously. You smell their seats. You see who's scratching. There's other ways.
There's other ways.
And here's the most disturbing thing. It doesn't seem to be that they even found the pooer. All this and the poor
stayed home sick that day.
The poor shits on. That's another good point. You don't even know the kids in school that day.
Columbo with a colon.
Colon Columbo. That's
colon
great.
Columbo.
So I feel good about my pooing, Joe.
Okay.
All right. What do you got?
Oh my God.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Arizona woman flashes kids at a bar mitzvah.
Oh, I know this one.
Let's blonde fondle one. New breast implants.
I know that. This is a recent story.
An Arizona woman who had recently gotten breast implants was busted after she got wasted at a Scottsdale bar mitzvah, showed off her new boobs, and then got rowdy with a bunch of boys. Lindsay Radmansky, 32, faces sexual misconduct and abuse charges after she allegedly let a group of youngsters touch her tatas.
No.
Yes. And performed oral sex on one boy.
Well, it was his bar mitzvah. Actually, I don't think it was his bar mitzvah. I think it was like a 15-year-old.
Did she make him a man?
Mm. Well, the drunken yoga instructor got her peep show started when she reportedly flashed about five adults Saturday at a party with about 100 guests. When she was told to stop exposing herself, she walked over to the pool where she tried exciting a group of juveniles. Later, Radomansky allegedly allowed seven underage boys, 11 to 15, to fondle her new jugs in a bedroom, while most of the guests have gone home or fallen asleep. She allegedly performed oral sex on a 15-year-old boy who was the last to leave. It's definitely an odd case, Sergeant Ben Hoster told the Daily News. We've never seen a case like this before. You have an adult and you have so many juveniles, we're just concerned for the kids.
We have a drunken whore. We have a drunken whore who is acting very badly. A drunken whore versus a team of sober educators.
I don't.
And if I was at that bar mitzvah, one of those kids, that's a win.
But I think that she made a really big fool of herself.
Oh, she most certainly did.
A bigger fool than this.
No.
And she sexually assaulted that kid.
There was sexual assault in there, where there was not in this case.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, but again, we're talking about one whore is drunk. I mean, it kind of like all the, because the sexual assault all the time in the news. But if she was a teacher, we go, it's Wednesday. I mean, because we have similar cases, not at a bar mitzvah, which gives it a more festive flair. I give you that, but we have all these cases of these older people sexually assaulting children, and we just go, that's, I mean, it's sexual assault.
Yeah,
they're terrible people.
Because it's happened before. We can't say, oh. Well,
but it happens all the time. We're looking for extraordinary fools. This is the time.
This isn't an extraordinary
fool.
Yeah,
this is an extraordinary fool.
Because it was at a bar mitzvah?
At a bar mitzvah. She showed off her boobs, got rowdy with a bunch of boys.
But again, if we said Florida teacher, we go, Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it's like, but not like
she was told
recess.
To stop and continued. She exposed herself over to the pool where she was exciting a group of juniors.
So wait. Are you telling me that a drunken person was told to not do something and they continued?
Yes, exactly.
That's extraordinary.
That never happens.
She's not bad looking.
What?
She's not bad looking.
No, they're never bad looking, which is why who's fucking complaining?
And they allowed her to fondle her jugs while they were in a bedroom with her.
Who allowed her?
The woman.
Because she's a drunken whore.
I understand that, but it's this story.
They took a bunch of children and inspected their ass. They couldn't find a pooer. Put up a camera. Put up a damn camera. They're all sober. They're educated. These are supposed to be smart people.
But I think this was more in a sexual nature than what they were doing in your story. Which the
yours is a creep. Mine are a bunch of fools.
But in the initial crux of the story, the goal of these people were trying to find out who was defecating on a floor. They weren't,
and they went about it the worst possible way. But that's what makes them a fool.
But their goal was not their goal. We're talking about the goal. The goal of the story. The goal of the story was to find out who was defecating on the
floor. Right, the goal.
Where the goal of this was just to flash teens and
be a
spectacle.
But we're talking about the execution. Goal was to find the poor. They never found the poor, and they did everything. They skipped over every possible sensible way to not violate children to find the poor. Thus, they are the fools. This girl's goal was to get filled up and show off the new jugs. I say mission accomplished.
I say, but the goal, yeah, but the goal was more to embarrass. The goal of this woman was to make a spectacle of herself, where the goal in your story was not to make a spectacle.
Right. And yet mine fell very short of their goal, showing how foolish they were. Your girl gets to go home when she sobers up from prison, goes mission accomplished.
You guys in the chat are going to have to go in on which one you think, because I'm sitting here with my mouth open going, I just can't believe these fucking people are alive and we don't kill them just for existing.
You have a whole...
Oh my God.
You have a whole team of educators going... I know how to solve it. Well, check some asses.
Well, was it a decision of one person in your story, or was it a decision of a group of people?
Well, they separated the boys and the girls, so they did it separately,
the
so there was more than
involved.
One. Teachers were involved. Principals were involved, because they're going to the superintendent on this one.
But their intent was doing something serious, where the intent of this woman was trying to be flashy, to make a spectacle
of herself. But then we're talking about every sexual assault and every drunk, because this happens all the time. This is the best of the best.
But this woman's goal was to make a spectacle of herself. She was trying to be the fool. Trying to be the fool.
Yes. So like I said, these people were not trying to be the fool, yet they were.
But I think in the foolishness department, I think this woman is more foolish than the people in your case.
No, because I always like to go back to alcohol. Who's doing what? When you do shit, because there's a ton of alcohol. I don't have any drunks that I know of on my list. And there's a ton of drunk stories. I mean, we could do drunk stories every show for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because they're just so darn entertaining.
We have drunk stories.
I love them.
I know. That's true. That's very true. But this is so extraordinary. Because this is not sexual assault, although they might get charged with it.
You know what? I think that one of the things that we need to do before we do this next year is really very specific, write out the very specific guidelines of what this is.
No, this is not a guideline thing.
No, well, what it's intended to do. Because here we go with, there are a bunch of people who had they thought that they had some problem-solving skills, which they clearly do not. They were trying to solve a problem, and they ended up completely,
they didn't solve the problem.
These kids,
and they created many more problems.
Yes, they created a whole trauma team.
You have 11-year-olds
just moving in.
Yes,
because they've all been.
Yes, you fucked up a whole class. A whole grade.
A whole grade.
But you also in this story also embarrassed the kids 11 to 15.
No, let me ask you a question. You're at a bar mitzvah. Somebody offers you a blowjob and a feel up tits. You embarrassed?
This isn't about me.
but most boys would not.
These young boys would be like, Wow. But the thing is, we know that, I'm okay, there's one thing when she was like, hey, look at my tits, boys, and allowed them to touch them. When she started going down on the 15-year-old.
Yeah, but he's going, he's the lucky one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, everybody's the parents are outraged. The kids are, the kids at Yeshiva going, best bar mitzvah ever. I mean, yeah, no, that's basically what's happening. Are you? Is she going to be at your bar mitzvah, Shloimeh? I don't know. We're working on it.
I know that most people.
I'm right, Joe. Yeah, if you heard this story,
the name at the bush Shloimeh.
if you're a little Christian kid. And you hear that this is happening at 13-year-old birthday parties, bar mitzvahs. You are going to your parents, I'm converting. I want this. I need this now.
Yeah, you could just fuck bring in SpongeBob, okay?
Nobody's going, you know what? I want to go to the school where they pull down my pants and see if I got shit on it.
Yeah, but you know what? As much as we're joking, and I know that it's popular to say, yeah, all right, you know, it's sexual assault, what she did to that 15-year-old. That's not even funny.
Then are we going to put every sexual assaulter as a fool? Every teacher that sleeps with a student is a fool? They're all fools!
But the intent of my person was to make a scene.
No, the intent on that person was to get the guy off, and she did.
No, it was to make a
scene. What do they say in the chat?
Well, you know what? Tom is well, Joe's girl said you need a tiebreaker story, and I messed it up because I'm disqualified.
Yeah, you suck.
I already explained that. Tom said something that I really don't want to repeat.
Shocking. From Tom? Such a nice man.
Lisa said
she's skipping.
She should.
I am.
You're gonna fuck it up for Oprah with Oprah, Tom.
Oh, that's right. All of us on our best behavior. You guys in a room there,
bunch of animals.
We're all in this together. So ixnay on it.
Tom falls up. He goes, if they just had a machuca instead of bar mitzvah, nobody would care.
Good point. But they didn't.
They didn't. Now Lisa says kudos to them, traumatizing the innocent. Speaking of parents, where were they? The parents didn't know they were going to do that.
No, none of the parents knew.
No, the parents.
But at the bar mitzvah,
where the hell were the parents?
The parents might have been there. And this situation, I'm putting little Johnny on the bus. Today's a gym day, so he has his sneakers on. He has nut allergies, so he won't be having peanut butter and jellies. He comes home. So what happened today at school? What, Mr. Smith pulled down your pants? Yeah, no. Not you and 20 other boys, too?
Yeah.
It's a bad day at school.
So how was the bar mitzvah?
Because the dads are high-fiving going,
awesome!
The dads are going, that's terrible. They go, God damn, things have changed to each other.
Yeah. Why were we inside with the adults? The pool was obviously.
All right, Pip, decide. Decide, Pip. We got
to
move on.
You know what? I have to go with the traumatizing of the many children.
Thank you.
That was those foolish adults who decided that was the way to go. I'm sorry, Joe. I love that story. But I have to say that all...
Really? You want to go on record for that?
Not the sexual assault.
That was the story.
But the booty touching, oh my God, that's very funny. What an asshole this woman is.
Yes,
hey, everybody want to see my boobies? They're brand new.
13 boys. Yes.
Of course, yes, they are.
She could walk down here. We'd all go, yes.
Yes.
So
Pip decided. We move on.
No, I just want to say one more thing. I just got to comment on one thing.
Okay.
Later, she allegedly allowed 7 underage boys, 11 and 15, to fondle new jugs in a bedroom. Now, I'm not trying to win the story, but let's just think about that. Where were the parents? If the parents saw this going on,
it's an open bar.
Why would they leave the kids alone?
It's an open bar.
And I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to win the argument. It's closed, but I'm just saying. No, what's wrong with the parents?
You said that the parents had gone to bed. It's like, what the hell?
But wouldn't you? But
there are 11-year-olds out on the prowl.
Wouldn't you? You saw this behavior. Yeah, wouldn't you make sure your kids are away from this woman?
You would. Yes.
And
like
I said, I know that the point is moot, but it's what's wrong with people?
I don't know. All right. I'll go first on this one.